Welcome to the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting series. I'm Justin, and this is The Hidden Nerd. We continue the 30 Days of Lore for the Elth Punk married to Cyberpunk setting, Draco Artifactium. Today, we're talking about the rise of organic life and the early conquest of Manta. Quote, "It is without a shadow of doubt that I declare this the fifth generation of beings to strive on this globe's surface. Evidence cannot be avoided, and the legends and myths we once told hold true. There is a species that predates the rise of dragons, as well as the Elder Dwellers. These Cephalae existed. The belief that the Great Hunt never occurred and that dragons did not seek to hide the evidence of this species from us is false. There is much we do not know, as evidence is rare, and those who may know are primordials beyond our understanding and unknowing of our mission for knowledge. Dragons do not reveal secrets of their predecessors, and the Elder Dwellers are beyond our reach. Who these forebears are is lost to history." End quote. Historian Galien Westay, On the Burial of the Upturned Mound, Histories of Fassay. Professor Westay's report on the archaeological dig in the country of Fassay in the 154th year of the 24th era, sent shockwaves through the historical community. His claims about a species existing before the time of dragons, at least some 300 million years ago, would have been seen as intellectual and professional suicide, except for one important measure. Galien Westay's team had uncovered the first Cephalae artifact in over 5,000 years. With such indisputable evidence of such a powerful, untethered artifact before them, there was no choice but to acknowledge the long-standing myth as reality. It's important to understand that most heavily aged things in the world of Manta can be measured against a magical scale. The access to mana over the aeons has slipped, and artifacts and powers from older periods stand above all else. For this reason, until On the Burial was published and peer-reviewed, the legends of the Cephalae remained that. Legend. What little had been learned about the Cephalae since the revelation and the Westay crown was displayed points to an aquatic civilization similar to the modern day culture. We know they worshipped liquid calm, and water elementals likely had a hand in their development as well as in their training in magic. But this is the extent of what we know. We don't know what happened to their cities, except that they may be spread across any of the continents or the oceans. They may very well have been ground to dust under the force of continental drift. We know they had an impact on early civilization of the mortal species, and that likely, the carvings in the Great Timeline from the 6th through the 11th era now refer to Cephari artifacts as the source of our training in magic, and not artifacts of Draconic or Elder Dweller. Further, On the Burial makes claims the carvings from the 10th era mixed with our new knowledge of the Cephalae confirm the presence of the Great Hunt, when dragons strove in mass to destroy evidence of these powerful tools. It's interesting to think of why the dragons would want to hide their predecessors. There's many speculations, but to move on, we need to look at how the dragons differ than what we know of the Cephalae. Quote,
"It was never the mandate of our kind to control mortals, only to protect yourselves from repeating our mistakes."
End quote. Tyrant, Duke of Newcastle, in his 26th era, year 101, inauguration speech. What is known about dragons has come at a dangerous price. We know they came into existence sometime 60 to 250 million years ago. We know their magic origins lies with species that gave birth to some of the beasts and monsters still haunting Manta in this advanced era. Magic was the deciding factor that let dragons become the lizard kings for much of the ancient world. Cultures, civilizations, and legends, they rose and fell with dragons, and we know that they had risen to such heights as to leave Manta itself and lay claim to other worlds. This truth, however, is what many believe led to their downfall, why their numbers have dwindled, and why they slept while mortals were given time to become the fifth sentience. Sometime between 50 to 60 million years ago, they waged war with Ascended Calm. The first sentience did not agree with the power usage of the third, and like the first organics, they were ground to dust. Stories go that a great dragon saved the species, provided them a means of survival beyond just flesh. These are legends older than the Great Markings, and mortals have very little need of proving them. Dragons come in many flavors. They are master shapeshifters, and their art of body sculpting has lent them the ability to assume whatever form they need to master whatever obstacle is thrown their way. Large and small, fire-breathing, winged, humanoid, it doesn't matter. They're all dragons. And there is no stopping them now that they've conquered the world once more. But that is a story for another day. Until tomorrow. Bye-bye. Music for the series is from the album Under the Same Sun by Mr. Gelatin. The track is Hard Love. Music is provided by Magnitude.com.